information is free.
The law.
There is hope.
Mommy says don't play with fire.
Oh, my God.
That's hot. But Mommy says it's okay to play everything.
Cool.
If you don't like them, I'm sure your sister will.
Hey, babe, you want to go out?
Hi, hello, and welcome to this week's Criticast. The name is Larry at the end of another week in which a lot of things as usual happened. Things just happen. It's just happen out of nowhere. And the sad thing, I'm startled for the very sad story that came all the way from Australia. A Zimbabwean man by the name of Wangani has lost his whole family. Yeah, it was sad. In an accident. He had just come back to Zimbabwe last week, Friday, and they were back in Australia. And, well, when he was back in Friday, in Zimbabwe, what happened is that Emmett and her daughters, Sibongi Nkosi and Sibu Siso, were aged 8 and 5, and a one-year-old son, Sandula, died on their way home from church in an accident. So, yeah, it's sad. My heart goes out to the whole families. It's really painful, you know, when you think of it, losing your whole family in just one go. And even worse, if they're so far away from home. Yeah, so... yeah, spare a thought for them. Also happening, tragedy struck a Harare family this past week. A man found his wife with her lover and axed both of them to death. It's not a way to react, is it? It's just like strange. Don't do that. It's just like, I don't know. Yeah, there are different ways to react to things. But, you know, axing a person just because she's having an affair is not the best way to react. And speaking of issues that have to do with that sort of thing, Oscar Pistorius was sentenced to 5 years in prison for culpable homicide, in which he caused the death of his, he shot his girlfriend, Reeva Steenkamp, to death. But he was found guilty of culpable homicide, so he received a sentence of 5 years in jail. Judge Thokozile Masipa, who presided over the case, said that she decided on this sentencing because it needed to satisfy both the public expectation as well as the guy's rights. So, yeah, and that happened, is it? Yeah. And speaking of marriages that have gone wrong, Sharon Macheso, yeah, remember her? Well, she's been in the newspaper this past week because, her husband of 2 months has apparently been beating her up. Yeah, it's strange. But the husband has come out and said, Sharon, have infected him with an STI 2 days before they got married. Yeah, it's just creepy. It's just strange. It's just like, no. It's like, I don't know what's going on with that family. It's a weird family. Anyway, what else happened this past week? Just on Big Brother News, JJ said he's finding it difficult to find love. Because, well, the girls is interested and always taken, or not interested. Maybe you need to change the girls you're interested in. It might be a plan. He says that he wants one woman only in his life, but yeah, the girls he likes tend to be taken. So yeah, you can find a girl who's not taken. Also happening on Big Brother, Butterfly came out this past weekend talking to Mr. 265, with whom she's been having a difficult relationship with. And say, you know, the reason why she has outbursts and acts weird from time to time is because she's got ghosts from her past. She's got weird ghosts from her past. She's got demons that she's dealing with. And she, yeah, I can relate because from time to time I react in certain, we all do react in certain ways. It's got nothing to do with the present situation, but things that we just got to hang up from the past. Even treat people in present relationships based on what happened in the past. So it's just, yeah, it's just strange, yeah. And finally, there was a video, I don't know if anyone saw it out there, of a sex education. Oh, no, it's not finally. I was going to forget this. Yeah, John Holt sadly passed away. Now, John Holt is the guy who sang, what was that song? If I Was a Carpenter, you know that song? Yeah, or, you know, Stick By Me, which is also covered by the UB40, yeah. Beautiful music that he created. Sadly, he passed away in London at the age of 64. Now, the thing I was going to talk about as the final part of this segment is that sex education video that was done by this woman. She didn't name who she was, but she put it up on YouTube, and it's shot as sex education. And as a man, a lot of men would tell you, the way she was gyrating her hips gets many men curious. You just wonder sometimes your partner could do stuff like that. I don't know. I'm in a cook. Yeah, I don't know.
Hitting up
Game dollar hatis kubude kira, them they wonder why music yave siru kubude rira. Kutapanga chango tanga imbo mire kutisikirira. Kuma records kupasa joda kushingirira. Hatiko ikoko kana pasiru kunu wa mari. Happiness ne joy hatiko ikoko. Sehembe nyo wani mupero hamchi wane ikoko. Kutaga mandara mubawa hatimo imomo. Kubawa kwenye atia huye ikoko. Amrize loka huye dusa kachoite ikoko. Boss Roniva Woods, the Tirima Batman, Atimbo, Shia Plankos, Tirima Dan Gagan, Boss Spencer Maker Short, and a great goose, Savati Wanda Kawakutina Kozatiko Koko, Mama Dibakuti, Triple V Double T, Makanga Nwerekuti, HKD, by Maziva Kuti, Mafana Vetiki, Manipun Twavo,
Yeah, it's music from two big stars of the Zimbabwe music urban set circle. That's Stunner and Freeman. The track is called Hatiko Ikoko. And there's a part he says, you know, Kuzingatambo local music, Hatiko Ikoko. We support local music all the time. All the time. So I suppose, yeah, the name is Larry. Listen to the Criticast. And the next thing I'm going to talk about was easily the hottest topic on social media this week, and that's the issue of Makanaka Wakatama. Now, for those who don't know who Makanaka Wakatama was, she used to be a child star on ZPC. She presented some program to do with children. I didn't care about children back then. Still don't. You know, they're young, they're small. Shouldn't be talking to them. It's your thing. I don't know, whatever. Anyway, at the age of 15, she got married. And there was hullabaloo. Oh, gosh, this is just so horrible. And people tried to intervene. And the whole world was, oh, no, we can't protect this poor child and that sort of thing. Her mother was seen as the instigator behind the marriage. Her man was significantly older than Makanaka. So it was kind of like, oh my God, oh my God. Then now, fast forward a couple of years later, she's come back and she sets up a trust called the Makanaka Trust. Now this trust is aimed at, alleviating issues or helping issues where young girls are trying to get married. So what she's trying to do is trying to say, okay, look, I don't want girls to go through what I went through. So she's like, no, early marriage, child marriages and that sort of thing should not be happening. And on face value, that is a good thing. But the backlash has been incredible. A local weekly newspaper came out with an article in which she attacked Makanaka in an incredible way. Accused her of invading somebody else's marriage, at the age of 15, by the way, 15. Yeah, and also, she went on to say that she was essentially a whore. That was it. And, they say they're not going to fall for what this woman was doing. And say, you know, he went on to say that he preferred different type of people from poor backgrounds coming and saying, you know, I'm trying to survive this so they can get that NGO money. Now, look, I'm not saying for one second that I fully think that Makanaka is sincere. Neither am I going to suggest that she isn't, because only she knows how sincere she is. But if she's willing to stake her reputation and say, this is me, and I'm going to fight issues to do with child marriages, I think she needs to be given a chance. On that merit alone, that's before we even talk about the fact that we're not realizing that when in not allowing her to take this position on the premise that, you know, she's not the right person to do it, because at 15 she had allegedly went in and invaded somebody else's marriage, we're refusing to accept that she was a victim. Someone on my Twitter by the name of Kuda Vito, shout out to you, her Twitter handle is black underscore hipster. What she said was like, you know, when I was 15, the stuff that I wanted to do, that parents were there to shut down, so I wouldn't do that. So if she had great parenting, you know, at that point. She wanted to get married at the age of 15. Parents out there to say, no, you can't do that because you're 15. You don't know what you're doing. Statutory rape is real. You know, I don't think that I could make decisions at the age of 15 that I could make even at the age of 18. I wasn't that responsible yet. And, you know, this idea that if a 15-year-old is caught up in a statutory rape situation, she has to be somehow at fault and needs to get thrown out the window with the garbage. It's disgusting. We can't do that. She's a victim. Not the guy isn't the victim. You know, this Makanaka girl was estranged from her dad, so we knew she had daddy issues. And you know that girls with daddy issues are easy to get to. So, come on, man. Let's not create the victims where there aren't any. And once again, as I wrote in one of my other columns, we make it so difficult for Zimbabweans to have the right intentions. We have the right intentions to help the country. We always make it difficult. We need to stop that. Let's work hard. We're all trying to fight for the same things here. So let's work. Come on. This beat is Yeah, that's a brand new exclusive from a man by the name of Modiwa. Some gospel right there, all the way from Zimbabwe. Brand new. Yeah, the name is Larry. It's the Criticast. On the other side, I talk about how to deal with a possessive partner.
You are listening to the best DJ.
Yeah, my name is Larry. You listen to the Criticast. And yeah, the next topic I'm going to talk about now in the relationship segment, which is the final segment of the Criticast as always, is a relationship topic. And as I said before, it's how to deal with an overly possessive partner. Now, when I say overly possessive partner, I'm not talking about someone who's just randomly possessive who just gets jealous and so forth. No, just put a disclaimer here. You need to understand that there are women out there who think if a person is all possessive and so forth, that's great. You know, yeah, okay. You know, it means he loves you and so forth. They're like a really jealous person. But now we're talking about the creepy kind. This topic was contributed by a person by the name of Festo Manetti from my Facebook. Thank you very much for that contribution. Now, I decided, like, first of all, what things that you need to understand before you confront the situation. First of all, you need to understand your partner. Was he always or was she always this jealous, or did it suddenly develop, or something that developed over time? Is it something that happened that triggered it? You need to pick up the changes. If this is something that they've always been, then it's a character trait that they have. There are people out there who are just insecure by nature. That's it. That's just life. You know, I don't know. That's one of the things you need to take note of. Then also, what you need to do is then you need to pick up certain things, like, is it a specific person, is it a specific guy, a specific girl that puts them off? Maybe they don't understand the relationship between you and that person. So you need to have the open line of communication. I don't know how many times I was mentioning the concept, the aspect of communication in the Criticast, but, you know, that's when you confront the person down. Sit them down and say, you know what? I really love you. I need you to understand that I really love you, and I want you to be in my life, and we're building something special to here. Why is it that you're acting this way? Is there a problem that we need to talk about? And if they're open about it, they might mention that a specific person. Maybe you need to take your partner out with that specific person so that they understand the relationship you have with that person. So, and then plan activities that make a person comfortable. Reassure them, you know, help them with their insecurities. You know, you want to make sure that, you know, that things are great. If it's a specific person, if they're still uncomfortable with that person, maybe you might not want to bring them up in your topics and you talk about anything, you know, just don't bring them up in a topic. They might not like it and that sort of thing. You know, do all you can to make it work. But, you know, if you do all those things, you know, go out of your way to try and reassure your partner, and there's still no change, and it's still the same, maybe it's time to break up. That's it. Done. You know, sometimes, as they say, some toys are born broken, and that relationship might just be broken. Anyway, get in touch with me if you want to get in touch with me over the Quiddicast. The email address is info@larryquiddirayu.com, or you could go to my website, www.larryquiddirayu.com, or you could also get me on Twitter. Follow me at Quiddirayu, and on Instagram, yeah, that's a thing. Larry Quiddirayu, one word, no underscore, nothing, everything. Quiddirayu's got a Y-I at the end. Well, you get me on WhatsApp, +263 776 595 560. And with that, I leave you listening to brand new music, absolute brand new spanking house music from Zimbabwe. Reverb 7, That Man Again, together with Tina Masawi. The track is called Close to You. The name is Larry. It's been the Quiddicast. Take care of yourself.
Warm like the summer, the one I won't remember. Baby, I surrender. I will do whatever. You ask me, you give me a reason to believe in us and our future. Yes, we are meant to be together. I'll never leave you. I need to stay.
Like them. I'm sure your sister will.
Hey, babe, you wanna go out?